Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of Grandma Lydia's recipes is one of my all-time favorites that she used to make all the time, her meatloaf. And she would definitely want me to share this recipe with everybody because this was one of those meals that really brought all the family together. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is 1 pound of ground beef. If you want to do bison or turkey, you can do that if you're eating a little bit healthier. However, Grandma did it with ground beef. I'm doing it with ground beef today. We're going to put this ground beef in a bowl. We're also going to use 2 eggs that we're going to drop into that meat, 4 cups of panko breadcrumbs, and we may need to use more because you never know. I mean, sometimes everybody wants their meatloaf to, you know, be a little bit more thick. They want it to be more dense, so that would be more breadcrumbs. But if you are going to use any breadcrumbs, I highly recommend panko. It's a flat rolled breadcrumb as opposed to one that is chopped or crushed. 1 red bell pepper, 1 green bell pepper, 1 Spanish onion diced small. This is all going to go into a saute pan. We're going to get this all nice and mixed up, and then we are going to pour this hot mixture into our ground beef and breadcrumb mixture. Now you have to remember, you have to work fast to incorporate this because we want to have that nice oil that comes off of the vegetables that we sauteed up. We want to have that running throughout all of our meatloaf. It just enhances the flavor. Salt and pepper to taste, and you know, be brave. It's not a bad thing to just put a little bit of that meat in your mouth just to make sure it's seasoned. You can spit it in the garbage after you're done, but we do not want to make sure that this is bland because it's hard to go and fix a meatloaf once it's already cooked. So make sure that it's fully seasoned and nice and tasty. And then what we're going to do is we're going to mix 1/2 cup of ketchup with 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 1/4 cup of brown sugar. If you like it a little bit sweeter, you can add a little bit more. And we're going to put that over the top of our meatloaf after we let it cook at 400 degrees for 15 minutes with nothing on it. Then we will go ahead and put our ketchup, wine, brown sugar mixture right over the top for the most beautiful glaze that you've ever had. And remember, this is a recipe of love, so it does take some time, but I promise you, you and your family will truly enjoy this recipe as mine and my family did for many a years. For this in my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and catch my show at www.foodietv.com. And remember, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.